But I think the coolest part is we're raising a whole bunch of money for a lot of people. So it's really cool, Mr. McNair and the Texans Foundation today, obviously raising a ton of money. And then Saturday is going to be a lot of fun raising a whole bunch of money for kids. So it's going to be a great week.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, Bob McNair. And what a beautiful day for this tournament, a tournament that I know means a lot to not only this organization, but to you personally.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. It's great to get our coaches and our players out here and let a lot of our sponsors and ardent fans get to know them and play with them and just have a good time and do a lot of good work for the foundation. So, I mean, it's just a win-win all the way around.
Well, and win-win, the community just has been doing this week, not only with this tournament, but with Brookwood also. You and your lovely wife, Janice, have made another commitment to them. Just another kind of aspect of really the important things that you do in this community.
Well, thank you. Brookwood is a wonderful place. I think it's unique. I don't think there's any other place like it. They take care of adults that have handicaps, and they don't take any government support. It's all, they generate about 50 or 60% of the revenue from selling items, and the rest is from donations. And, I mean, they're an independent group, and they do a wonderful job, so we just admire them so much.
Well, we definitely admire you for all that you do. But while I've got you here, being the opportunist that I am, I have to do it to talk a little bit of football. Really, we haven't talked to you since the draft. We've had the rookie camp out here now, getting a look at a lot of these new faces. Just kind of give us an overview of your excitement level in looking at all how all this is coming together.
Well, it's not often that you have the opportunity in the off season to get the players you want in free agency, which we did, and get the players in the draft, which we wanted, which we did. And that's probably the first time when we've been that successful. And, you know, part of it is luck, the fact that they were there, you know, when our draft position came up. But I thought Rick and Coach O'Brien did a great job in working together, and they knew exactly what we wanted. And so we could be very decisive in what we did. And it's an improved team, and it's a faster team. And we've been a good team, but our offense hadn't been very exciting because we didn't have the weapons. But we've got the weapons now, so the defense is exciting. The offense is going to be exciting, too.
You use the word excited, and I know each and every year you and I talk about this, how exciting it is going into a new season. But can you ever remember being as excited going into a season as you are for this one?
Well, I don't think we've ever had a roster this good. I think it's our best roster. Now, we got to, you know, go out and make it happen. But in just looking at the roster, I don't think there's any question what is the best one we've had.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go focus on your golf game. We've got to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll be joined by one of those new roster guys, and that is your quarterback, Brock Osweiler. Stay with us.